This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for our weekly Talk Radio review, a roundup of some of the thoughts that important talk radio personalities have regarding the lists that are provided to us each week by the folks at Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and the Morning Answer in Los Angeles. Rich McFadden from Radio America joining us as well. As we look at the nine of the 10 items here. I don't know that I think number 10 is the UAW scandal. That is the, have you heard about this? I don't know how many of you have car plants in your districts, but the fact that, that Chrysler sort of pushed General Motors to be first in the negotiations.
Well, Doug, it's Fiat Chrysler now, and I don't think bribery is illegal in Italy, is it? So they can do this.
They can do it. Right. Yeah,
well,
that's it.
This is really good. I mean, GM sued Fiat Chrysler Wednesday, and GM says it bribed the UAW officials in contract negotiations to get a leg up on GM over
Chrysler,
the last 10 years.
Not General Motors. Yeah, it was Chrysler. Yeah.
GM sued Fiat Chrysler. And then just hours later, the UAW's president resigned as the UAW was trying to boot him out. Now, there's some great detail here. The Fiat Chrysler and union leaders were siphoning off millions of dollars, allegedly, some of which was meant for a training center, to pay for Rolex watches, personal travel and meals. One guy at Fiat Chrysler, with a great name, a wonderful Italian name called
Iacobelli.
There's a rule that people with Iacobelli last names can do whatever they want, I think.
Well, apparently he did, because he approved $1.2 million in spending to buy a $350,000 Ferrari and pay for renovations at his home in Rochester Hills, Michigan.
Oh, sweet. All right, so here's another one.
Like it sounds like monkey business as usual with the unions, although he did overpay for the Ferrari.
No, he's a Chrysler.
100 grand, yeah.
This guy's a Chrysler.
Yeah. Okay, now, I want to lay something else on you, all of you, because this sounds to me, I have been told, don't know, it's like a lot of other things you're told, I have inside sources that say that Wayne LaPierre at the National Rifle Association is guilty of a lot of the same things. You'll recall that earlier in the year he had a fight with Oliver North, and North apparently had the goods on him with regard to inappropriate spending. They presented it different ways because they disagreed on policy, supposedly, but apparently LaPierre has so much power, yields so much influence there, that he can do pretty much as it's like he's a god. It's like there's like nothing can touch this guy. Now, I don't know if these accusations are true or not, but it really piqued. I wouldn't have talked about it except what you just said about the people in the UAW sort of piqued my, went back to my mind and said, oh, yeah, there's a story about Wayne LaPierre floating around. But, you know, these people that get to the point is people that get into power, in, whether it's these organizations like unions that are so corrupted and corruptible, or organizations like the NRA that are so untouchable for whatever the reason, people that are in charge can do pretty much whatever they want. And
that's
wonders,
a really good point. Doug, it's a great point. Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, that's also in your top ten as well. That's about bribery and corruption as well, right?
Right. Well, he's a Trump clone, apparently. That's what some are saying. And then there's Boris Johnson. When is he going to get indicted, Victoria? He would be next, right? Isn't he corrupt?
Well, he allegedly has a friend, and maybe more than one friend, an American lady with whom he had deals and siphoned business to her, let's put it that way.
We're talking about Boris, not Netanyahu, right? Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Okay, so there you have it. Jennifer, you got any good scandals that you want to bring us up to date on? We're going to have some good scandals.
Let's talk about Hunter Biden, should we? I mean, that's
sure.
Jeffrey Epstein, that's a good scandal.
Yeah. All right, number
Jeffrey
four this week.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein. Prince Andrew. What a clown. Is he that? Nobody ever thought he was that smart anyway, but apparently he's just dumb. Can he be that dull?
I think he thought he could escape it, and all it took were a couple of questions to press him, and he made a fool of himself in that interview. The Queen has told him, you're relieved, honey. You can go do what you need to do, because he's not going to be doing royal duty, but now he's going to have to talk to the FBI, because he had a meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the groomer for Jeffrey Epstein, back in June. So a lot of questions to be answered. And those guards that were charged this past week for negligence, basically, and falsifying records, they're also now saying that they're ready to speak out and tell their story. So it should be interesting. This story's
ready
not over
say,
yet.
Can they sing in the key of C? Guards.
He was fired on Wednesday by the Queen.
Yeah.
He was fired.
Relieved of duties.
He not only had his duties removed, which is unprecedented, he had his money removed. He had his yearly stipend removed by the Queen. And
so
the Queen was
work?
In
he's
consultation.
Going to get a job in Harrods or something? What's he going to do?
Well, it's going to be interesting for him. He also had, she also was in consultation with Prince Charles over this the night before, which is also interesting. And Prince Charles has wanted Andrew booted for years
because of
the Epstein scandal. No, because of the Epstein scandal. Huh. He has felt for 4 or 5 years that this was damaging to the royal family.
But do they get along? Is the question, like the kids.
Do they get along? I don't think they get along that well. Andrew is not well liked. Andrew is difficult to get along with. He's not well liked generally. He's not even liked as a patron of his charity.
Arrogant dummy. He's a dummy.
It's not so much that he's a dummy. He is arrogant.
Mommy, I told you I was a good boy. Do you think that Charles was like kissing up to the Queen saying,
no,
I knew it was no good.
Charles was looking out for the future of the firm, as they call themselves.
Right. Yeah, family business, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so that's, and by the way, Epstein is still dead, I think, right? Sheets took it stained
maybe.
And so on.
Who knows?
And those, the guards, what are they going to do with the guards? They're under indictment.
They're going to talk. They want to tell their story.
Guards are in trouble.
Yes, they are. Okay, so let's go back to the list here a little bit. Number nine, the Mexicans who have sued Walmart. What? I don't know, I shouldn't probably chuckle about this, but it seems rather strange. Whenever I see that anybody from Mexico taking exception to things that we do here, it sort of gives me pause to think, are they really that out of touch? But this is something, I mean, the system allows them to do this. What's the outcome, though, will be the question, the outcome of this suit. Everybody familiar with the circumstances? Jennifer?
Well, I mean, I just say that the lawsuit just says they're suing because Walmart didn't take reasonable, necessary measures to protect its customers. What kind of measures?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what kind?
Need a machine gun at the door of the Walmart. That's what you need. Keep the bad guys out.
On the roof with snipers.
So if that's the case, you can sue any store for not protecting its customers if something bad happens inside the store, right?
Of course you can, but the question is, can you sue successfully?
Ah, there's the question, and there's the rub. All right, number eight, health care reform, all kinds of things, immigration reform. What is going on with the wall? Anybody know what the latest status is? Nobody talks about the wall anymore, right? Is it getting funded? Is it money coming out of the Pentagon budget? Wasn't there some lawsuit to keep the money from coming from some source that Trump wanted to use
Well, you have a number of attorneys general around the country, and even ours here in Delaware, I guess because she's a Democrat, who have been suing over the wall, even if it doesn't affect them. I think what's notable that's being missed here is that ever since Trump had that head-to-head dust-up with Mexico, they're actually abiding by cracking down on illegal immigration, and illegal immigration is down about 39% right now.
Because Mexico's actually doing their job and not just letting people kind of flow in.
All right, so is that why the conversation has stopped?
No, I think it's still ongoing. The money has been allocated, so it's still allocated from the Pentagon. But I think there were some lawsuits trying to take that away. So there's probably a lot of court cases going on. But I know in San Diego, for instance, they're rebuilding a lot of pieces of wall that were crumbling, and that's kind of what they're working on right now in California.
Hmm. The wall is crumbling. All right, film at 11. That's you know, when I think about the wall, Victoria, I think about that wall. Remember we walked when we were in Belfast in April, and we walked that wall? Every time I think about our wall here, I think about what we saw. Victoria and I and a few other talk radio folks took a trip to Ireland in April, and we walked the wall that now is more in the focus because of what's going on with Brexit. But I remember on one side, it seemed like there was promise, and it seemed like there was a lot of positivity. And then you look on the other side of the wall, we will never forget. The stuff that kind of comes when you build a wall. You think it would be better in Belfast if there was no wall at all, or is that an example? Remember what happened when the wall came down at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany, in Berlin?
I think it would be better if there was no wall. There were very different messages written on that wall, because there were also people who were talking about love and unity and peace, and then there were the "we will never forget." So there were very different messages.
Yeah, they were.
It was prosperous on one side, but not so prosperous
on the other side too. That was obvious when you look around. This is the Talk Radio Review. We've got a focus now. This is something to review. How are you sleeping? Getting into fall, and it's getting into the Christmas season, lots of parties, people not getting as much rest. So when you do get your rest, you got to make sure it's quality. 30% off using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Good, as I said, good Christmas gift. There's a radio listener special tab at MyPillow.com. So get 30% off the towels, 50% off some of the pillows, 60% off some of the other goods. Check it all out. Save lots of money. Get great gifts for Christmas at these amazing prices. DJV code at MyPillow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product from MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have 2 years Jones here along with lifer Rick. Victoria Jones. We just talked about how long we some of us
we
lasted
don't need to go
radio
into the
radio
details here.
Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company in the District of Columbia. Rick Jensen, WDEL, in the District of Wilmington, Delaware. Here on the air, I'm Doug Steffen. The stories we're going through are the ones that are charted by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. They review talk radio programs, hosts, and stations that are doing the news talk thing. Number 7, a focus on our economy. It seems that the naysayers don't have it at the moment, as much as people are trying to see if they can denigrate the situation, so it looks bad for Trump. This is one area, whether he's really responsible for it or not, that may be the argument. He'll take credit for it, which is what every president does if the economy is good, but you see them running away from if the economy is bad. Oops, not my fault. I didn't do it. It was him.
Hey, I have a question for the panel here. What do you think the over-under is on this bill sponsored by two Republicans that says if you don't pass a bill in April for the budget, if you don't pass a spending bill in April, you don't get paid as a congressperson?
Good! Hooray!
That's true, but the thing, but I'm wondering, okay, what's the over-under? And I'm thinking maybe those two would be the only ones to vote for it.
Isn't there this week there was a budget extension deal? Most people don't realize because of all the nonsense.
Yes.
I don't think there's been talked about very much this week, has it? With all the nonsense regarding impeachment, taking all the oxygen out of the rooms. So this is something that's important because it shows how these people, this is the focus that we don't have, and I say this to a lot of my brethren who spend so much time talking about this impeachment, we're not talking about the real workings. The wheels are coming off, and nobody's talking about the wheels coming off. The people in Congress are not doing their damn job. They're not passing. There hasn't been a budget for how long?
But they did do something. They passed. This was very difficult to negotiate. I know I'm defending, you know, the indefensible, but it was very difficult to negotiate this. They were able to negotiate it. Yes, it's short term, but that was hard enough. And Trump signed it, and it wasn't at all clear that he would, and he did. So it's done. Yes, it's short term. No, we don't know if the next one's going to get done. But yes, the lights are on.
Yeah, such nonsense. Here, all these people are getting all this money, and they don't do their job. This family, one of the things with the impeachment hearing is that when it goes to the Senate, all those senators who are out on the road running, let's see, Warren, Kamala Harris, old man Winter in Vermont, let's see, who else? How many other? Are there any other senators? That's those three, right? Those people are going to have to go. They have to. When this the hearings get to the Senate, they have to be there. They can't be on the road. It is required that they be there. So they'll have to put their campaigns on hold. Thus cometh Michael Bloomberg into the vacuum. These people can't be there, can't be running, and Michael Bloomberg runs in, says, "Here I am! Vote for me!" What do we think of that scenario, Victoria?
You know, I'm not sure that he's going to gain that much momentum.
I know, you keep saying that. I think he is going to gain a lot of momentum.
I think Deval Patrick's going to be more attractive.
Oh, for God's sakes. Nobody even knows who he is. He was a terrible governor in Massachusetts. Why would anybody pay any attention to Deval Patrick? Please.
That's true. But look at Mayor Pete Buttigieg's numbers. 25% right now in New Hampshire. Yeah. And Iowa, for crying out loud. You got the Iowa caucus coming up, and he's nailing it.
New ideas.
Well.
Yeah, new faces, yeah, new ideas. People want that. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said he wanted to listen at a lively White House debate on the subject of vaping. He's now eased off of what he announced 2 months ago, a ban of flavored vaping products. He took on the growing issue of underage vaping in a discussion with industry representatives, health experts, and anti-tobacco activists.
We want to take care of our kids.
The event on Friday contrasted sharply with the president's announcement in September, which raised the prospect of a widespread ban on flavored e-cigarettes. This time, he listened carefully and asked questions.
What about the concept of every state decides?
He said he's still thinking what he should do.
That's still your condition.
We're not going to be announcing those soon.
Massachusetts has just become the latest state to take a stand prohibiting the sale of flavored vaping products and menthol cigarettes. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now it's time for us to continue the review of the hot hits in talk radio, charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, where you can find these stories and the people list every single week. Talkers.com, the Bible of the talk radio industry. They're listening and we're learning about what's going on. We've had over the years a tradition. This program has actually been on the air for almost as long as Talkers has been in existence, 26, 27 years of talking about what people are talking about. Pretty cool, huh? We had this idea of doing, this is an idea, I give Casey credit for this, because when the music countdown started in the early 70s, this became a big weekend deal. So when we all started our, the glorification of talk back in the 80s, and I started my national program in October of 88, and Michael Harrison started Target Magazine in 89. So this has been on, we started this program in 1990, 91, somewhere in there. And each week we've had an overview of the stories that are important. And interesting, when you go back over the lists, how common, depending, it's like a cycle. I guess you could expect that. Maybe we have that in our lives. How common, it's like the seasons, it's like the days we do our routine. And some of this stuff almost becomes routine. The impeachment, I'm sad to say, is becoming America's way or politicians' way of getting rid of people they don't like. Which, in fairness to everybody who doesn't think there should be impeachment, I'm one of them. It's an abuse of power, abuse of the system. But more importantly, you're being abused because these phonies that are all over the impeachment thing, They're not doing their job. They can tell you they're doing their job, but they're supposed to represent you. How many districts, congressional districts in the country, do you think really want to see Trump impeached? Is there a number anywhere that is affixed to that? I'd be curious to know. Victoria Jones here with the D.C. Radio Company. Rick Jensen, WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. McFadden's lurking around someplace. The business about... who's doing a job? And maybe the second part, maybe Rick and Victoria, the second, the B underneath this is, why do people run for president? Do you think, or any public office, do you think they really want to serve? How many people, I was just thinking of Buttigieg, and what I think is an earnest attempt on his part, whether you like him or you don't, I think he really does want to serve or do good. I think some politicians want to. But if you look at that bunch of clowns on the stage this past week in the Democratic debate, how many of them do you really think want to serve you and serve the American people rather than serve themselves? Really? How many of them?
That's one or two or three.
That's
a good point. No, it's a good point. And to your question about constituencies, Adam Schiff, as I recall, he won that election.
Why is he a weasel?
Largely,
because he's not serving the people in his district, unless you really hate Trump so much that that's all you talk about and think about.
Well,
his job is to be chair of the intelligence.
No, his job is to serve the people in his district in Los Angeles who elected him.
He's also on the Intelligence Committee, and if you are on committees when you're a member of Congress. That's part of your job, and he's chair of the Intelligence Committee.
I truly believe he was elected to do this. Here's why. When he was running he ran against a Republican who was very integral to the impeachment of Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
Yes. And that was a big part of his campaign. Hey, we got to beat these guys. They're impeaching our guy, and go ahead and vote for me. So they did. Now, he's a lawyer. He has experience. He has led the impeachment of two federal judges, and I believe this is what he was elected for, not only by the Democrats who supported him in the party, but also by his constituency.
Really? Okay. McFadden, what do you think?
I think what happens here is you can't win, so you have to cheat. And this is the way everybody cheats now, is if I can't beat you fair and square, I'm going to use my government to wrangle some kind of a deal where I get you impeached, thrown out. It's bullying. It's all it is. My son went to, he's a sophomore in his high school, and he went to a Republican meeting the other day for the Republican club.
Huh.
And I said, how was it? And he said, it was fine. And I said, what did they talk about? And he's like, this and that and this and that and impeachment and everything. I was like, what'd they say? And he said, well, the guy running the Republican club said basically that the Republicans are defense lawyers and the Democrats are kids trying to get something out of their teachers. And I said, that's pretty close.
Really?
So congratulations to the Republican club. They got it.
All right, that's a good story.
I wish I could vote tomorrow. This is the. Do you know how much money Trump is raising? Do you know how much money on the days when they have
spend
the testimony?
$6 billion just in advertising alone in the next year. These people running for office. $6 billion.
The Democrats don't realize what a windfall this is for Trump's campaign. He raises about $500,000 a day on a regular day, just any other day when nothing's going on, right? On any day that there are impeachment hearings, they raised $3 million. And that's in small money.
Uh-huh. Well, remember when the Republicans used to use Hillary as the face of their fundraising campaigns? Any of these groups that wanted to raise dough, all they did was claim Hillary's going to do this or that or the other thing, and the money flew into the coffers. It becomes kind of...
And we're all tools. Every single one of us is a tool.
Of course. That's why I go back to what I said a few minutes ago about who really is in there to serve the public good and necessity rather than serve themselves. You look at these people who run for office, they have campaign contributions coming in every day, they run events every week. There are plenty of people who have been in Congress who have told me, and maybe you, all of you, that they spent 40% of their time on the phone trying to raise money so they could get reelected. That's what they do. Have a fundraiser this week. Have a fundraiser next month. It's all about the money. And
look up the 60 Minutes piece where it shows all of the congressmen and senators taking a few hours out of every single day walk around the corner to the DNC or the RNC fundraising headquarters, where they sit in a cubicle and they have a list of people that they need to call with a script. And every day they are required to do that.
Yeah. Pretty sick. And then there's the story about a fellow who I knew when I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg in Northwest Ohio. He was our congressman, and fortunately he passed away while he was still sitting in Congress. He'd been unopposed, had been in 16 terms or something, and unopposed in 14 of them. But still, he had every year he had his fundraisers. When he died, this is a congressman, had $6.3 million in his campaign war chest, and the money went to his wife. End of story.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's what happens when you get to the bottom line. Of course, all these fundraisers that these politicians have, what do you think they do with the money?
Well, the fundraising that ends up going to family members, that is outrageous, and that is more common than we know.
It is. That's right. Yep.
You know what I want you to ask Stephen J.J. Wiseman later when you talk to him on the countdown?
All right, Richie, make a note here. What do you want me to ask him?
I want to know, since Congress and Senate will not impose term limits on themselves, because obviously it's not in their best interest, is there any way that we can go through the judicial branch, or how do we, the people, get the Senate and the Congress?
You've got to have a constitutional convention and change the rules in the
They won't do it themselves. We need to figure out a way to do it.
No. I think you'd find the Congress. I'll ask him, though. We'll see what...
There's got to be a way that we the people can sue to get term limits.
We the people! On the Talk Radio Review, it's 43 past the hour. Here's a breakthrough. Breakthrough in terms of technology. This is simple technology using a high concentration of collagen protein. The folks at Calitrin have come up with a way for you to defend yourself against you. That is, against your appetite, against all of the treats that you're going to have waved in front of you starting next week at Thanksgiving and going through the Christmas parties, Christmas, New Year's, Valentine's Day. Eat, eat, eat. Yum, yum, yum. Fat, fat, fat. So, what do we do to target those fat cells? That's what collagen does, the protein in your body that actually is the essential active ingredient in making healthy, lean muscle. Push out the fat, lose the weight. This is the most fabulous product. It works. It's easy. It's all natural. Take it every night before you go to bed. But you got to stay on the program, not to lose the weight. You can lose the weight over a three-month period. But if you want to keep it off, then you keep on the program to jumpstart the production of collagen in your own body. That's what you want. You made it when you were younger. Your body stops making it, but you introduce this as a supplement, and then your body starts making collagen again. Calitrin is the cat's meow. I say that for Victoria Jones' benefit because she loves cats. Lose weight, the effective, honorable way. It is easy enough, but you got to stick with it. Every night you take the four capsules and then let it do its work on your body while you're asleep. Check it all out at Calitrin, Calotren, Calitrin.com, America's number one way to lose weight and keep it off safely. TopLoss.com or Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV for a special deal and free shipping. You get the product and you use it well, and you'll be thanking me come next year when you look really swell. Go to Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV to get yourself onto the program. The overview, the weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio comes from the folks, the work's done at Talkers Magazine. The charts for the week of November 18th to the 22nd in our focus. At number 10, that scandal everybody's talking about at the United Auto Workers Union. Number 9, the Mexicans sue Walmart. Shoot 'em up there. Number 8, what's going on with health care. The economy is the focus of number 7 on the countdown list. Mr. Trump reverses our policy on the West Bank. A lot of news and stuff coming out of Israel this week, and this is not the least of it. That's number 6. Number 5, the protesting in Iran. What, 100 people or more are dead? Prince Andrew and his foolishness with Jeffrey Epstein is number 4. The Hong Kong human rights fiasco is number 3. Presidential race in the debate this week, number 2. And those nasty impeachment hearings, number 1. This week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
Doug Steffen here with a list of people on the countdown. Number 10, this is Talkers Magazine reviewing and listing the people that are at the forefront of discussions, the top 10 topics, and the people that's usually related. Number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu. Henry Kissinger talking about him and other things regarding the Chinese. It's sort of a tie at 10. At number 9, Gary Jones and Vance Pearson. Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew at number 8, the various candidates for the Democratic nomination in 7 and 6 position, some of the characters involved in the impeachment, Rudy Giuliani and Mike Pence on number 5. At slot number 4, Laura Cooper and Alexander Vindman. Number 3, Adam Schiff. Number 2, Gordon Sondland, Fiona Hill, and Donald Trump is the number 1, the most visible, most talked about person in news talk radio, as seems to be the case. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so I got a countdown extra here that I want to pursue with Victoria, especially, and with Rick. There's an announcement that thousands of pounds of salad have been recalled because of E. coli. I don't talk much about this stuff on this program because it doesn't usually make the top 10, but because this is so egregious, and because I know kind of from whence I come as a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I know the basics of E. coli and Salmonella, Listeria, all the things that enter into you buying packaged salad fixins. And that's kind of, it can happen with anything, but mostly it happens with salads that aren't cleaned off well. They're put in these packages, they're sealed up, and so the stuff in there grows and festers, and then you open it up and you go, oh, that smells. So, Victoria, how have you experienced this? I know you were interested in this big-time recall.
Yeah, it's creeping me out. It's creeping me out a lot. I do occasionally buy bagged salads because I can't be bothered to do all the washing myself.
A lot of people say that.
I'm at risk.
Yeah, you do. You put yourself at risk by doing it the lazy way. And so this is another reason for people to be going to their local green grocer, maybe the farmer in the summertime is growing this stuff. You don't find any of these problems ever on the farms, the local farms. You just go and buy your stuff in the farmer's barn after he's already. You go pick it yourself. But this stuff, this is the new way of life in America. E. coli for everyone. Salmonella for everyone. Listeria for everyone. All right, so...
Well, unfortunately, it was only for 17 people, so I think it's really, really unfair. We do put much trust...
To talk about it?
That only 17 people got it, and you say everybody should have it. Yeah, that's unfair, only 17 did so far. But, and one was a three-year-old, but here's the thing. We put too much trust into these stores, and we don't think about what we're actually putting into our bellies.
Hand to your mouth. Yep, you're right. Rick Jensen, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Here we go into the overview of top five technology stories. Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour here. Victoria Keevan joins me. I'm Doug Steffen with the top five. I'll give you the number, give you a little bit of a little salt and pepper shaker of info, and Victoria will explain. For example, at number five, Airbnb in the focus. Here's a fabulous company, expanded very quickly, and is suffering growing pains. Would you say that's an accurate statement?
A little bit, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. So Airbnb announced this week new guidelines for its experiences program. Now, this is when you go onto the Airbnb site or the app, when you can look at the Airbnb listings themselves, places to stay, and then they have, underneath that, they have local guides and things to do, and then they have an experiences section. And that can be anything from outdoor skydiving, bungee jumping, ice climbing, high altitude hikes, backcountry skiing, all the things that you can do in and around your Airbnb rental. And so because there have been some injuries and liability essentially is really what's at stake here. So Airbnb says that they're going to be they have a whole new guideline for the experiences program, and it's basically meant to improve safety and the quality of the program. And they say now that all the experiences have to be 100% verified with the company, and they're going to make sure that if you sign up for any of these activities, that everyone has a proof of permit and certification and license and all that stuff. Essentially, they should have done all of this to begin with, but like you said, Doug, it is some growing pains. They just expanded very quickly.
All right. Number four, Samsung's Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 is making news because...
because it's probably the coolest phone I've ever seen, and I am a diehard iPhone fan, but if I were an Android fan, this is the phone that I would get. It's coming out, well, the Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker, the movie, is coming out on December 20th, and so Samsung has announced the Star Wars-themed Galaxy Note 10 Plus. Now, the 10 Plus is the larger size of the Galaxy Note 10, and it's a tribute to Kylo Ren. They used his character as the inspiration. Goes on sale December 13th. It's a hefty price tag. It's $1,300, but the phone is amazing. It comes with a red lightsaber style S Pen. It's a black Note 10 Plus. It has a Star Wars First Order emblem on the back in black with red trim on the buttons and around the camera. It comes in a Kylo Ren themed box. You also get black Galaxy earbuds that have red inner casings, and it also comes with a Kylo Ren themed leather phone case. It is really, really cool. It's going to sell out, I'm sure. Sure. So Star Wars fans, get on it right away, and it's available for pre-order right now, but it doesn't hit stores until December 13th.
Number three, heading toward number one, Google.
Google Maps is in the news this week for a pretty cool reason, especially as vacation season kind of kicks up. So Google Maps app, the actual app, has, if you go into the app and you click on the menu in the top left corner, you'll see something that says your timeline. This is a feature that people haven't really used yet, but it's getting buzz now because people are discovering how cool it is. Essentially, what it's done is it's tracked every place that you've gone with your cell phone. If you've gone on vacation, and even if you popped into a little bookstore in Paris or a restaurant in Italy that you loved, it's all going to be right there. And so you can basically relive your vacation, and now the coolest part is you can share all of that with your friends and family. And that downloads immediately into their Google Maps app. So if they're also going on a vacation, and friends say, hey, can you remember that little restaurant that you loved? It's all right there. And then it creates a map, and basically you're creating a tourist guide for your friends and family. It's really a cool feature.
Number two, speaking of cool, Hulu.
Hulu has now announced the second price hike of this year for its live TV monthly subscriptions. It's going up by $10 on December 18th. So now, if you've got the basic Hulu and the live TV plan, that means you have to sit through ads on the on-demand content. That goes from $45 up to $55 a month. And so, if you want the no-ad feature, that's $61 a month. Hulu TV is actually building. It's got 28.5 million customers right now, paid subscribers, 2.7 million have the live TV, and so their biggest competition is Sling TV and DirecTV Now, but Hulu's definitely gaining on the competition.
Number one, this is, I don't know whether this is bad news, seems to continue for that Disney Plus channel.
Yeah, and you know what, this one actually doesn't really involve Disney Plus, because customers are being they have been locked out of their account, and it has nothing to do with Disney Plus. It has everything to do with people not paying attention to warnings, like don't use the same password for every online account. And what happened is hackers got your password, and then they applied it to Disney Plus, and they're locking people out of their accounts.
All right, there it is, top five items from the world of technology that imply that you're interested in this, because I am. I hope everybody is. This is, what is it, 59 past the hour, that's it.
The Top Radio Countdown. The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.